All right, so we don't have any cans today, so we improvised with the cheers. That might sound crisp. That was a pretty good cheers.
Yes, it was. It's almost like a dap, you know, when you get
Yeah. It's like a cheers and a dap are very similar.
It's kind of disappointing when you don't get the perfect dap.
Yeah. Oh my god. So I used to think about this mads, is that especially in college and stuff and being around, like, I don't know, like, I feel like with us, like, we were just at the bar together. Like, no one really... I mean, I guess you dab each other up a little bit when you were leaving.
So, I'm thinking right now, it breaks down to different categories, and there's different people that do different things. You have your people that you'll dap up. You'll have your people that you'll handshake with, maybe. And then you have your people that you'll fist bump.
Yeah. You feel me? Yeah.
And it's just by nature.
Yeah, but somehow. So, like, in college, like, the dap up was, like, religious. It was like if you were entering the party, obviously entering the party is more casual. If you're entering the party or like the function, you'd casually dap with everyone. But it's like, let's say you're watching football on a Sunday or it's like a small gathering. Like when you left, it was like religious to like dap up every single person. Like you give, you're like, all right, guys, like I'm heading out, and you would dap up every, you would go down the line and dap up every single person. And it's like, I don't feel like we dap up that much, but it's like at college, like the dap up was religious. And like back to what you just said about like the worst thing is the unsuccessful dap up, is that like we would like, there'd be so many, like, it's like there's many times you redo dap ups because it doesn't hit. But when you get that crisp.
Yeah, it's so relieving.
Oh my God, it's the best, bro.
It's a great feeling.
And it like foreshadows your friendship with that person. It's like, oh, we just got a good dap up. We must
accomplish something.
There's like a connection.
Yeah, right.
You look at each other with a little twinkle in your eye.
Right. No. So I feel like on today's episode, or tonight's episode, actually,
we have some
good topics going.
Yeah, but we regret to inform anyone that doesn't already know, the queen has passed.
Yes. It's like
70 years of rule over.
It's like. British Empire. You fucking Americans think you're funny making fun of my queen, yeah? You think you're fucking funny, American? I mean, to be honest, I truly.
We inform don't you care. With heavy hearts.
I truly don't
it's
care.
It's kind of funny, so like.
I don't know what she's done.
Yeah.
What I've heard so far is that she was a bad person.
Yeah, I'm very mixed. So it's crazy, like, I'm like kind of. You know me, I'm a little bit of a history nerd, kind of blah, 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 blah. I'm like so like I'm kind of like this is like a major political world figure or historic figure, someone passing like that, I feel like would usually pique my interest, but like, I mean, maybe because she was so old, so I'm pretty indifferent to it.
So is it fucked up that something that would pique more of my interest if it was like, oh, like Kim Jong-un has passed or like Putin has passed? Like,
well, yeah, that's because they're more. No, it's not, because they're more polarizing individuals.
Right.
And because like.
And they're just more known.
And it's because like the queen passing doesn't have that big of a. It does have an impact on the world, but it's different. Like, if Putin died right now, that would be, like, crazy.
Oh,
but, like,
huge impact.
The queen is 96. She died of old age. It's getting passed to Charles, and nothing's going to change. It's like...
Right.
We were just at the bar talking about... Shout out Lil G, Swamp Scout. We were just talking about how me and Stevie Santinelli were talking about how, like, crazy just, like, the royal family is. Not how irrelevant it is. Because, like, the side of me that's, like, the history nerd is, like... There's so much history, and I mean the British Empire is probably the most notable empire in the past 300 years.
But it's so corny how they still keep a monarch just for like
public. I know, and there's taxes that go to, like, think if you're that joke I said that there was a tweet that was like, the royal family is so stupid. Imagine if your taxes went to the Kardashian family.
Right.
Imagine if we had a family that our taxes went to. Not the president, not the government, you had a family that were really just there for looks. I don't know. I just think, so yeah, so the big, like, argument, what you just said is about her not being a good person. I mean, Britain as a country, and I mean, most world powers in the past 200 years had a lot of history of colonization.
Right. I was just going to say, can you name one good king?
I mean, there's been a lot of kings. But do you mean Britain?
In general, British kings? You name one good king?
I mean, I don't know about kings to really... tell you a good one.
But for the most part, when you hear about kings, what do you hear?
Yeah, bad stuff.
They were bad. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, persecution.
And I heard Queen Elizabeth, like, she would do, like, peace treaties with the school. Well, so, I heard she did some shady things. Like, I heard she took, like, a very expensive diamond from Africa.
I mean, I bet they took a lot of expensive diamonds from Africa. Right. It's fun. It's hilarious. There's like, the thing about how, like, there's so many great British museums, but it's because Britain just stole so many...
From Africa?
Amazing artifacts from other countries.
That's kind of
crazy. I mean, you could say that about every museum, but not...
Right. Well, I mean... Not every, but... I was going to say, you know, America has a lot of history. America has a lot of history.
Yeah, but we also have museums where we probably just mostly stole the shit. But, so, like, the argument about Queen Elizabeth is that, of course, Britain... Same as many other European and United States as well, practiced a lot of imperialism and colonization in the 1800s and 1900s. But, like, she's getting a lot of flack for that. But it's, like, I've seen people argue that she was on the tail end of it. And she did some things to try to promote, you know, healing these countries from the darkness that Britain caused through colonization and imperialism. I don't know. We're getting into... World History 101 at this point, but definitely. I don't know. She was just so old that, like, when she died, I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, she.
I mean, it kind of made sense.
Yeah, too. Exactly. It's She's 96.
It's not like a big deal. Like, oh no, old person.
Bro,
dies.
Do you know, like, the meme about, like, her corgis, like her dogs?
No,
dude. So she has. I saw the family tree. Uh-huh. She has a massive. She loved corgis. You know, corgis, the little legs. They're really cute. I actually would love to have a corgi. Mm-hmm. So she loved corgis, and she had a huge family. Look up the corgi family tree. I saw it on Twitter, so it might not pop up. Yeah, maybe not. There's a huge family tree. She's had like 50 corgis in her life, and it's like a family. She has, like, they're all related. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So it started with Susan, and Susan had Sugar and Honey, and Sugar and Honey had Sherry, Whiskey, and Bee. Bee had Heather and Buzz, which Heather had Foxy and Tiny. Tiny had Pickles and Tinker. Foxy had Mask, Cindy, Rufus, and Blush. Which one? Brush had Windsor Loyal Subject, Jolly, Geordie, Sweep, Socks, and Blackie. Oh, Windsor Loyal Subject had Shadow. Jolly had Chipper. Sweep had Piper. And Geordie had Smokey.
Wait, was she alive for all these
dogs? Yes, yes.
No, these are all her dogs.
I'm pretty certain. So Shadow had Fable and Myth. Smokey had Spark. Myth had just Kelpie, and Spark got around quite a bit, as she had Dash, Ranger, Diamond, Apollo, and Harris. But then Kelpie had Faye, Mint, Phoenix, Pundit. Dash had Rush, Dime, Dawn, Dipper, and Disco. Oh, that's kind of hard. That was a bar. Rush had Flora, Windsor, Quiz. Or no, wait, what? Minnie. And then Windsor had Emma. Emma had Dagger, Dipper, Jay, Linnet, Martin, Plover, Wren. Wait, when did these come from? The family tree cuts out. Wait, where's Willow? Okay, and then Willow is the queen's last corgi descendant from Liz. And there's Rose, Laurel, Larch, Jasmine, Holly, Cedar, and Bramble. So the reason I'm telling you all of this...
Oh, these are so many dogs.
But the reason I'm telling you all this is there's a meme going around, and it's right after the queen died, there was a photo of, like... She has, like, five remaining corgis.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, her royal guard, like, carrying them off of a plane. So she was quoted in saying that... Something along the lines of when she dies, she wants this family tree of corgis to be done. She doesn't want to breed them anymore, and she wants with her death for the end of this, these were her corgis.
Uh-huh.
But I think she also said something along the lines of when she dies, she doesn't want her corgis to live any longer either. So there's this huge meme that, like, all the corgis are, like, being executed. Right. Yeah. And they posted that photo of the royal guard holding the corgis. It was like, you know how, like, people tweet modern day photos and act as if, like, the caption will be like, if this was posted 100 years from now, like, what they would say about it.
Yeah.
And it was like Princess Elizabeth's, like, corgis being carried to their final execution or, like, something like that. So I hope the corgis aren't being, I don't think they would do that.
No.
I love corgis, by the way. I think they're super cute.
What sense does that make?
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. But we also were talking at Lil G about the succession. So Charles is the now king. Mm-hmm. Just kind of interesting. We have a king now. You know what I mean?
Is that, like, how it did? Do they switch off? Or?
Yeah, so, okay, so this is the interesting thing. So Elizabeth was Charles's mother.
Okay.
So her one son, or I don't really know. Well, Diana was her daughter, right? You know Diana's story.
Can we confirm that?
Do you know the story of Diana? Dirty. So Diana.
I got a dirty Diana.
Something like that.
Michael Jackson band.
No, so Diana was the princess, and she was a very popular public figure. Yeah, and she talked to Steve Nash. No, and she died in a car accident, and it's very popular belief that she was murdered by the Queen because she was a little bit, she had more fun than maybe the British family likes to. Not even more fun. I don't mean that in a bad way. I think highly of Princess Diana.
Is Philip still alive? I know him posted by memes and stuff.
Oh, wait, go back to that. No, Philip is dead as shit. I think. Charles is the guy that just became the king, right? Okay. Yeah, it's Charles. No, Philip is dead as hell. Charles is the son. And then their two kids are William and Harry. Which William is the one that had the super famous royal wedding, like 10 years ago.
Yes. I know who he's married to.
With Kate Middleton.
Yes.
And then Harry is the younger son that is married to Meghan Markle, which all the drama about the family rejecting Meghan Markle, maybe because of her race, maybe because she's a little bit outside of...
Yes. I'll get to William, though.
So the interesting thing, keep this on the screen, the interesting thing that I didn't know is, so when Charles dies, which he probably will in a couple of years, when he dies, William will be the next king.
Yes, he takes
over. But the interesting thing is if William died, it wouldn't be Harry. If William died, which Harry's William's brother, if William died, it would be his oldest son, George. Which is interesting. I never knew that.
George on the timeline?
George is his son right there.
Yeah.
He has three kids, George, Charlotte, and Louis. So all of William's children would have to also have passed away when he passes away for Harry to become the king.
Yeah.
Which is interesting how that works. Maybe it's like the oldest born son or the firstborn son. All of his heirs will become the throne before the second born son. I don't really know. They posted a graphic about who's next in line. And it goes like 8 people down the list. So it goes like his kids and then Harry and then Harry's kids. But.
That's crazy, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Some history 101 for us.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole royal family thing just like blows my mind.
It doesn't.
It's like one family. Much, it doesn't interest me that much either.
They also have like no say, I heard, in like government.
No, they really don't because Britain has a whole parliamentary and the prime minister and they have a whole government. The royal family has really nothing to do with the government. They can maybe lobby or influence, but I mean, when it comes to like World War II, I watched The Finest Hour, which is a great movie. It's about Winston Churchill and his rise to power during World War II, who was the prime minister of Britain during World War II. He's not honored, but he's regarded highly for being one of the first world leaders to recognize Hitler as a horrible person, and the Nazis a horrible empire. Yeah. And in that movie, a pivotal part of the movie is the king, whatever, it might have been Philip. Yeah, it was Philip, I believe, at the time. And I feel like at some point, the British royal family did have some sort of high regard mm-hmm. and some sort of respect in that. But, I mean, in the modern day, a lot of things, we should lose respect for a lot of things are brought to light of how, I don't know. So that was a little segue and a little history class on
the royal very family. Interesting. It is interesting.
It shines light on the royal family. It's not
that interesting to me.
It's like not that interesting, but like it is interesting on how not interesting it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think
back then, though, they probably definitely had a say in government, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like definitely. Way back then. Yeah. And I think they still kind of do. It's kind of like, I don't know. They definitely pull a lot of strings behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They definitely have a little inadvertent say in how things are run or who is elected, blah, blah, blah. Democracy is democracy, but of course there's strings being pulled behind the scenes.
They're the last monarchy, right, in the world? Like there's no other countries that do monarchy?
No, there's definitely some countries that do monarchies.
Oh, but, I'm tripping on.
But like minor countries. They're definitely the last world power. But I mean, like there's definitely there's 181 countries. I mean, can you fact check that? Maybe I'm wrong. All right. Actually, Jim, can you Google that? All right. Yeah, no, there's a bunch of countries. New Zealand, Norway, Papua New Guinea, Bahrain. Shout out Ty Sanchez. Ty Sanchez is stationed in Bahrain. Luxembourg, Monaco. I knew that about Monaco.
Where the fuck's Luxembourg?
Luxembourg, it's in like the middle. So Luxembourg was a very small country in the middle of Europe. Very, very small, but it's extremely wealthy. Okay. It's known for like housing a lot of very rich individuals.
Yeah.
Very, very wealthy. Same with Monaco.
What country, I mean, what language do they speak?
Language?
Yeah.
Luxembourg. Hey, I looked that up. I think French. Luxembourgish. I don't know why I said French. Definitely not French. They have three official languages. Oh, German, French, and Luxembourgish. Which is a combination of France and German. Or French and German. All right, so yeah, no, it's definitely a bunch of monarchies in the world. And there's also chiefdoms. Chief in the word dumb, which is like kingdom.
Yeah.
Which chiefdoms are similar to monarchies, but monarchies are very specific. I mean, most African countries are arguably ran by chiefdoms, which it's a chief instead of the king. Very more tribal. But, I mean, sultans, yeah. Sultan is another word for king. Emir is another word for king. Emperor, like Japan. I think Japan is technically the last empire. I think they're the last country to still call themselves an empire.
Yeah.
Like the Galactic Empire from Star Wars.
They like trying to be different so bad.
They're trying to be like Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. All right. Let's move on to... So we want to talk NBA. So, oh, there's rumors. So... Shout out J-Mac once again for being here. I came up some topics and he wrote down NBA rumor. Details. Oh, so we were talking about this at the bar.
Yes.
We joked about how we have no idea what it means at all. So maybe we can run through the details that they gave us. So NBA rumors. Details on an in-season tournament that could be starting in 2023-2024 season. Sorry to hiccup. Current framework of NBA in-season tournament as soon as 2023-2024 per sources. Cup games through November. What does cup mean?
It's kind of like not just like another fancy word saying like this is a there's like going to be standings for the cup games, I guess. You know, like soccer, there's like friendlies and there's like how soccer has like a lot of leagues.
Yeah.
And there's different like league games.
Okay.
So it's going to count to your overall record, but since it's going to be a cup game, it's going to count to like the cup standings and
okay.
The top eight at the end.
Oh, okay. Like that makes playoffs. Sense. Yeah, I get okay. That. Eight teams advance to single elimination final in December. Other 22 continue with regular season. So this is where it loses me, is that sentence. But I'm going to read the third sentence.
Eight teams will be missing out of the regular season.
So that's what, let me.
Because they'll be competing in this cup game?
Let me read the third part, and then we'll talk about that, because I'm also very confused about that. All games part of normal 82-game schedule, one extra for two finals teams. All right, so yeah, that second part I'm so confused by. So eight teams advance to single elimination final in December, which is really early on. December, that's like 2 months into the league season. Other 22 continue with regular season. Okay, so I think it's the eight teams play the final and the other 22 continue the regular season. And then when the final is over, the eight teams also continue with the regular season. So when I first read this, I thought it meant that like the eight teams were done with the regular season. Which I was like, how does that possibly make sense?
Right.
But so, okay, so basically it's saying that the other 22 teams that don't make the final will continue playing. They just won't be in the final and they'll play. So would we assume that like in that span of time that the eight teams are playing and the other 22 are playing, they play the same amount of games? So it like evens out. So like after the final is over, will the games that all the eight teams play just go to their regular season record? I'm honestly just all around not a fan of it.
I'm confused. Interesting fact, Mark Cuban also said he's not a fan of it.
Really?
He said if...
I love him.
He said he's going to try to get the Mavericks not to participate in it, or if they have to, if it's like, it's a thing where it's mandatory, then he's going to rest like the star players. There's no reason.
Makes sense,
dude. There's
no
reason to play him.
And it's like, it's one of those things that's like, I mean, the NBA as a probably franchise, as a front office, whatever, the league thinks they want, if they're going to implement this, they think that in the future it could have meaning.
Yeah.
But it's like right now it just doesn't. So it's like, why would you like?
I could see it having meaning and making
in the future
more, like teams that are good better.
In the future, coming
back to the regular season as a completely different team as well.
But to Mark Cuban's point, it's like, at some point it might have meaning, but to get to that meaningful point, why risk your own players to get to the meaningful point? You know what I mean?
I mean, that would be a good thing as well if like if he just like rests like good players and just play the bench players, maybe get some shine on him. I don't know.
Yeah, like the summer league.
Basically.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. Dude, just keep it the same. We just want the playoffs and the NBA finals.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Right. In your regular seasons or regular season.
It's like, dude, you have the first 2 months. It's awesome. Everyone's getting going. Couple big performances.
Yeah.
And then you got Christmas Day games. Awesome. And then you got the All-Star Weekend. Awesome. And then before you know it, you're switching out your pants for shorts. And it's the NBA playoffs. Yeah. And then it's finals. It's like, you don't need to add a big tournament in December. Like, what are we doing here? Like,
right.
Keep it how it is. How do you feel about shortening the schedule or length? I don't think they'd ever lengthen it. I think 82 is like...
82 is already fine.
I think 82 is fine, yeah.
Dude, it's all the way from October preseason and then November the season starts, I believe.
I think it's end of October.
Maybe it's late October.
It probably switches around, but yeah.
And then all the way to June.
Look up, J-Rack, can you look up the Celtics first season game? I'm really excited about this, actually. Oh, wow. So it's, oh, wait. No, is that preseason? Yeah, preseason. 18th of October, Celtics and 76ers. I love how, like, every year it's a Celtics and the 76ers. It's always a great first game of the season game. You nervous about this? I'm never nervous about the 76ers.
I'm a big fan of the 76ers. Like, I'm not. Celtics little rivalry.
No, me too. I'm a fan of that. I think
there's always been like little rival like with us.
But the funny thing is, they're a great team to be a rival for. I do have some respect for them, but you know what's like my most favorite reason that for this rivalry?
Let's hear it.
That I'm never scared of them at all, and we always beat them.
Oh, for sure.
What's a better rivalry than a team you always beat?
right.
But I still respect them. Sixers Celtics has been a fun rivalry.
I can't wait to see Los Angeles this year. We're gonna beat them up.
The Lakers?
For sure. Yes, for sure.
We're gonna beat them up. Yeah.
Bad. Like really bad. And we're tied right now for both championships.
Yeah, 17. That disgusts
me. Oh, 17?
17.
No,
yeah.
I thought it was 18.
No, it's 17. Chasing 18. Okay. It's 17, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it disgusts me that they have 17 too, but Mickey Mouse ring. No one fucking respects it. J-Mac's on Twitter. Okay, let's move on to... So, Michael Jordan... So, this is kind of crazy. I saw this. And we have to give some background to J-Mac. You have to Google some things. But, so Michael Jordan Jr., who, if you guys don't know who Michael Jordan is, he's one of... I'm just kidding. So, Michael Jordan Jr. is his son. I think he's the one that tried to play basketball. I think he has two sons and one didn't play basketball.
Is this the one that owns like trophy room? He's a sneakerhead.
He might have played college ball. I've never heard of this, so you know more about
me. He was on full size run.
Oh, you know more about him than me.
Right. Michael Jordan's son, he's kind of cool. He's like a sneakerhead. He has a store of trophy room.
If you're Michael Jordan's son and you're not a sneakerhead, I don't like you.
Yeah, right.
But so I'll finish the headline. So he was spotted on a double date with Scottie Pippen's ex, Larsa Pippen.
Is she like?
So I'm gonna be like fully transparent. I don't know who listens to our podcast. Like, so Michael Jordan's son, and then Scottie Pippen was Michael Jordan's teammate, one of the best duos of all time, and then his ex-wife Larsa Pippen is, how do we put it lightly? She is a homie hopper around the NBA. How about that?
I think that's a good term.
Yeah, she's a thought. She's a homie hopper. She's an NBA homie hopper. Can you look up her like past boyfriends? Because there was another one. Oh, she.
Future. I know Future.
No, but another one. It was like her son's like teammate or something.
No, that's like Zach Wilson.
No, not that. No, not Zach Wilson's mom's best friend. There was something Malik Beasley, and then Future. Right, she's pretty bad, I'll be honest. She got a lot of hate about like She was dating. I'm pretty sure their son, Scottie Pippen's son, is like plays in college.
Or yeah, something. I think I heard that news
and
story before.
She started dating. She was seen with one of his teammates, and she like got like a lot of like actual hate for it, being like, "Dude, like, it's your son's teammate, bro. He's trying
to." I think I remember this.
It was like you're trying. He's trying to pursue basketball, bro. Like you're sleeping with his teammate. Like, come on, bro. Wait, what? Go up. Maybe it was Eric Moreland. I don't know. I have no idea who that is, actually.
Dude, she just, like, has a list, though. It's, like, bad. She's a thought. Like,
it's, like, you could give her the benefit of the doubt that the media is hyping up her being seen with people, but then you could also try to also think, like, Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson's such a demon.
Yeah, he's such a demon. She is a very attractive lady. I think it was Eric Moreland. I think that's what... Nah, I don't know. She is very attractive, I'm going to be honest. She looks like she's had a lot of work done, but... Oh, my God. I just thought of something we have to talk about that Tony has...
Who does Malik Beasley
play
for again?
Who?
Timberwolves. Timberwolves, right?
Yo, I think... Really quick? All right, I have something we have to talk about. I just thought about.
Yeah, he just got traded to the Jazz.
To the Jazz, right?
With the Rudy Gobert trade.
Shit. I have something we have to talk about that Tony, I feel like you're going to have no idea about, but we have to talk about it. And J-Mac, you probably know about it. Chris Pine, Harry Styles, the new movie, and the spit.
About him.
So, there's a new movie coming out.
Yep.
And it's, you know Chris Pine?
Nope.
I look up Chris Pine. You know Chris Pine. Look up Chris Pine. Look up, pull up the video. Pull up, go to Chris Pine first, and then do the video. Because you know who Chris Pine is. That guy.
I do know him.
Yeah. So, they're filming a movie. So, Harry Styles is the One Direction singer.
Yep, I know him.
So, he is doing acting now. So, there's a movie coming out. It was already memed for Harry Styles acting, because it's, like, corny. But there's also been drama on the set of the movie that Harry Styles was, like, sleeping with one of the people.
The director.
The director?
Like, one of the... I think so.
And then I think another cast member was friends with the director's husband or something.
Like, do you like the Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah. So, pause it. Go back. So, there's been all these talks about drama on Twitter. This is a huge Twitter thing. So, This is at, like, they're previewing the movie or something. Go to full screen on this. And this, like, blew up the internet that people have been assuming there's beef between Chris Pine and Harry Styles. And everyone thinks from this video that Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine right here.
Really?
So watch it. Play it. Play Jimmy.
That's a bad angle.
No, but that's the angle.
Oh, yeah.
Go back all the way. Really watch it. You see how he could have been... You see Harry Styles' body language? And yeah, and then Chris Pine's reaction. Look at the head. Poof. And then he's like, I just got spit on.
Yeah.
Go back. Play one more time. Oh my God, he so did. So yeah. I watched it from the angle. There's another angle that's like... You know how Harry Styles walks in from the right side? There's an angle with, like, him and he's facing the camera while he's walking in. And from that angle, it so doesn't look like he spit on him. But from that angle, it so does look like he spit on him. Dude, he, like, so spit on him, bro.
Yeah.
From that angle, he so spit on him.
It looks like he did.
So I just had to randomly bring this up because, like...
Well, what did they say about this? Harry Styles come out and say anything?
Of course. Harry Styles came out and said, this is an unbelievable... oh, my God. I wish I could do a British accent. This is an unbelievable fabrication of what happened. There is absolutely no way that I would ever... Okay, now I sound more like...
Australian.
No, but he did come out and say it was, like, fabrication. He didn't do it. He would never do that. People are crazy. The world is crazy. What's next? The queen dies? That's what he said. I'm kidding.
What's next? The queen dies?
There was a mad funny tweet. It was like, the queen died thinking that Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine. So this was just like huge on Twitter. So I just like randomly thought about that. And I was like, I have to bring up. That's all. That's the only thing I have to say about it. We can move on. What's this video of Drake? Drake is so fucking corny, bro. Yes, he is. Bro.
I love
this. Dude, I love Drake, dude, too.
I thought his last album was amazing.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about, bro. Okay, it was a great album. It was also corny.
No.
Complete. Obviously, I love Drake's music, too, bro. But completely aside from music, Drake is, like, so corny. And he's a lot richer than me. And he's probably,
how is he corny, though?
He's probably had many beautiful women love him more than me. I can't really judge him, but dude, what are you talking about, bro? You're saying to me what sense is Drake corny?
Yeah.
I don't mean it as like a negative thing. It's just like a character trait. Like, he's so corny, bro.
I don't know.
All right.
I think he's like a legend. I think he's a living legend.
Drake mocks Kanye West's Adidas fallout during Nike event.
See, dude, he just, do you have that? He does, he trends.
Play it. I think your sound's off, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really truly an honor. But when you put things into perspective, you know, Adidas has Kanye, I think. Nike, we have LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Giannis, Michael Jordan.
Oh yeah, obviously Nike's
the greatest creative mind of all time. Virgil Abloh, rest in peace. Yeah, it's really
R.I.P. Virgil.
Yeah, R.I.P. Virgil, of course. So the Adidas thing, I'm like totally team Kanye. Have you seen they're putting
same
out like
Gap
fake Yeezys?
Well. Same with Gap as well.
Oh, what about Gap?
Gap doesn't. So he's
aren't
really
they
trying to push Yeezy Gap into store, but it's like they don't want that.
What do you mean?
Kanye's trying to push for Yeezy Gap to be into Gap stores. So like the Gap store in Vinton, he literally wants Yeezy Gap in there.
And Gap's not with it?
Yeah. So he's trying to tell them, like there was a clip with him, he's like, I'll either show you like with or without you, like I'll open up my own stores if anything. And like that's kind of what the situation is right now.
Yeah, I get
he
that.
He wants to open up his first Yeezy store in Atlanta.
I'm like supporting Kanye on that too, but the Adidas thing, it's like Adidas is dropping like
they're ripping
ripped off.
Definitely.
Like
definitely.
Like they have like fake Yeezy slides and like fake.
Dude, Kanye really is one of the best creators of all time.
Yeah, of course.
It's crazy.
It's honestly sad.
But he's
like,
fried though.
He's fried. That's what's sad
but
about it.
He's the best. He's allowed to be fried.
I will honestly, I said this probably 5-6 years ago in a debate in what class was it? I think it was chemistry class. I was arguing with this girl that I'm not going to name who it was. She was super annoying. But I think, Kanye West is the greatest. We were just talking creativity and fashion, but I will always think that Kanye West is the greatest musical artist of the 21st century. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear from the Swifties. It's not Taylor Swift, bro. It's not Mariah Carey. It's not Beyonce.
It's Kanye West.
I think it's Kanye West. I'm not going to cap. All right, so now Ye dropped the new mixtape Life, which we were just listening to. Fire.
I like it a lot.
Bright future from that guy.
It's not his best, though. He could have done better. He could have came harder. But again, it's just a mixtape. So
yeah.
Just some shitty slap together
to
put out for the fans.
Hey, be grateful, you know? Don't be too judgy yet.
Have this.
All smiles from over here.
Real
pretty fire.
Shit.
We're just bumping it. Fire.
Real Tonka shit.
Tonka shit, bro.
Twizzy.
It's like Chavo, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna be dumb on the podcast and ask a question. I'm not even scared of the hate, bro. What the hell is a Tonka?
Dude, Tonka.
Chavo like, talks about it, man.
Dude, it's like a car.
That's what
it's
I thought.
Like
pull
a
up
Tonka,
in.
So think of like a Fisher Price, right? A Tonka.
That's what I thought it was.
Yes.
All right, bet. Bet. That's what I thought it was, bro. Because on Michigan,
Tonka.
Well, in Michigan by Chavo and Pierre, it's like pull up in a Tonka. It's something along the lines of pull up in a Tonka. That's what
like
I thought it was.
That's what I thought a Tonka was.
Like, yeah, truck. Like a yeah. Like a exactly. Okay.
Yeezy was just on. Was just on a Icebox episode.
I saw that.
He got was a Tonka truck.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I saw a clip of it. I didn't really watch it, but I'll have to watch that. Yeet, pretty sweet. Can you look up how old Yeet is?
I want to say.
Yo, guess. Like, everyone guess. 24.
23.
Okay.
My age.
I think 22.
22. He's our age. What's his birthday? 26? Oh, so he's like 2 months older than me. Can you look up a picture of him? I don't even know what he looks like. I do, but I don't. It's that guy, bro. Dude, what? A bunch of like people that aren't you just popped up on the images.
Yeah, right.
Dude, why is there like no pictures of him, bro? I know what he looks like, but at the same time, I kind of want to look at him. Yeah, he's lit. Dude, what are all these photos, bro?
Yeah, that, why is Travis Scott popping up?
Yeah, why is there, like... Whatever, we know what he looks like. Yeah, mixtape's fire.
Nav also dropped.
Yeah, so Nav was on... So we were talking about this. I made a slight comment, like, dude, Nav is on Full Send. But I was like, we gotta save it for the podcast. So Nav was on Full Send, which I saw this quote, but I didn't know he said it on Full Send. That he stated that he cut Drake from his album so it wouldn't overshadow his own album. So here's an actual quote. Drake's an amazing person. We hang out all the time in Toronto. We did a song. I feel like we could have done a better song. And the time frame was just not good. It didn't work out. You know, he's such a big artist that I didn't want to put the song on the album and have it take away from anything else on the album. You know what I mean? Like, take away light from all other moments.
I mean, I guess I understand him.
Dude, I have, like, big respect for that. Because I feel like most people would just put Drake on because it's a Drake verse.
Right. You know what
I mean?
And he's saying he doesn't want Drake to, like, be, like, his, like, glory.
Yeah. Yeah. It's his album and it's his, what he thinks
is quality music. I respect that big time.
And it's like, dude, going back to the Drake stuff, it's like, Drake does put out some mid verses. Yeah, because everyone, not even his fault. It's like every artist will create mid verses just like because that's what happens, but you don't expect it to get posted. Right. You know what I mean? Like, as an artist, you make things that aren't amazing, but like maybe it just doesn't get posted. But when you're Drake, you give a mid verse to a rapper, he thinks of it as a Drake verse and he's instantly posting it. He's headlining his album with that Drake feature.
Yes.
That mid Drake feature. It's not Drake's fault. He just had a mid verse that wasn't the best.
Yeah.
And the guy headlined his album with that verse because it's a Drake verse. So big respect to Nav for seeing past that. I need to watch his Full Send interview.
It's probably really good.
Nav is pretty funny.
I think they're both from Toronto, too.
Oh,
Full Send.
Oh, that's definitely why they had him on.
Yeah.
They better have filmed it in Toronto. They probably did it in LA.
Link up real team.
Real thing, eh? That's so sweet. We gotta go to Toronto, bro.
Dude, I mean, maybe go to Canada. Toronto's huge with clubbing.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The number one in the world.
I think Canada itself is. But yeah, Toronto's huge clubbing. I mean, I want to go to Canada for two reasons. It might be two separate trips, or we could mix it into one.
I heard everyone's really nice in Canada.
Yeah. But yeah, Canadians. That's a stereotype. I'm doing okay, eh? I want to go to Toronto for, like, the culture and the fun and the clothing, but you know what I mean, the culture. But I also want to go to Canada because I want to go because it's, like, the Canadian wilderness, and I want to go on a hike and see a mountain.
Have
coffee with a moose.
There's this wilderness in Canada. I forget the name of it, and I really wish I knew it. It's
called
Headless Valley. Actual name of it, but the nickname is Headless Valley. The reason why is people would go in on hikes or whatever they're doing in the wilderness, and dude, they would just be founded with their head off.
So
that was like a huge thing. So I guess the government shut it down because they don't know if it's a serial killer, if it's fucking Bigfoot. It's just weird. And one time, actually, there's a story of a guy that got beheaded in that woods. But he was set up with his sniper rifle, like sitting perfectly with his sniper.
Oh, that's crazy.
With his head off.
His head off.
So it's like,
crazy.
What does that mean?
But the thing is, like, why would he have, what was he sniping? Probably connected, you know.
So what do you think it is, though? Do you think it's just some weird serial killer, or do you think it could be something
Bigfoot? I think it's something serial killer. I'm not very probably one of like the biggest red flags about me is that I'm very anti-conspiracy theory. I hate conspiracy theories.
I don't believe in Bigfoot. But
thank God you don't believe in Bigfoot, yeah, bro. Right.
Well, there's people that do.
Yeah, heads up. There's no such thing as Bigfoot.
But it's like the fact that everyone's missing their fucking head.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think it's like maybe it's a crime thing. I don't know. So I don't really want to go there if we're planning our trip right now. I'm good on passing up on that spot. But I'd rather go up against...
shut down. You can't go to those woods.
Okay, anymore. Thank God. I'd rather go up against whatever that is than a grizzly bear, though. I'll be staying far away from
playing any... Playing from tones.
So, if you heard that, that was my Amazon Echo going off because Tony's connected to the speaker, and I said before the show, you know, maybe no phones, blah, 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 and then that was big evidence right there.
I was too busy, actually. Do you know what I was doing on my phone? I was actually typing in a discount code, Chops and Bops, on Manscaped.
Oh!
Did you know, if you type in Chops and Bops on your discount code for... Manscaped, you'll get 10% off. 10% off, you'll be able to trim down there, get around the edges, trim, and all that. A nice smooth cut on your chest.
But also, it's not just that area, it's everywhere.
It's exactly, it's the whole... It's your pecs. It's the whole manscape, it's the whole landscape.
It's your tummy, it's... You have it, if you have
your someone... Your tummy, stomach...
Either your girlfriend or your friend's little brother can do your back. You could probably use it on your face.
Your balls.
I don't think you'd want to use it on your face, though. I mean, that's when I actually had a Manscaped. That was my favorite thing about it is that you could just use it on whatever and it, like, worked. I didn't use it on my face, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's like
if could you use it on your face?
Yeah, you definitely could. I just like the stigma about something that's used for the rest of your body using on your face, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand, definitely.
Yeah, shout out Manscaped, code Chops and Bops, Soul Tony Swampscott, all one word. Just kidding. No, we will actually incorporate real ads pretty soon. We just haven't seen the right price. Just kidding. They're trying to censor us, and we want to continue talking about DJ Khaled.
Everyone's like, dude, you have to stop.
Another quarter in the glass jar.
It's like the fifth time.
Yeah, something about him, man. Can't get off of him. All right, so wasn't there another music thing? Oh, there wasn't? Oh, yeah, it's really awkward.
Yo, this is a random music thing,
though. Oh, yeah, shoot it.
Do you know who I fell in love with? She's a female.
Can I guess? Can you give me a hint?
You can take don't say three it. Guesses.
Okay, but give
I don't
me,
think you're going to get it.
Give me a tiny dude, hint then. Give me a tiny hint. I'll tell you who I've been in love with.
I love
Let me think
her.
Of who it is. I don't have to think of it.
Her.
All
right,
heart. Give me a hint. Is it Doja Cat?
Adida?
I know you don't like Doja
Cat. Doja Cat, no.
Nah, mid. I feel
That's one wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not more. A guess, bro. Okay, that is a guess. But you got to give me a hint now. You give me a hint with every wrong answer. So City I get two more hints. City Girls? Oh, I didn't even know them. Meg Thee Stallion?
No, she's not even a city girl. Oh, so you have one more guess.
I have a big crush on Meg Thee Stallion, but I think I couldn't keep up with her. City Girls. I don't really know the City Girls. I think I can picture them like dancing on stage, but I can't picture like who they are. Oh wait, City Girls. Is it one of these people, Tony?
So Young Miami.
Can you look it up, Young Miami? I don't even know who that is, but
I love her.
Dude, really? Is she cute?
Pretty. She's top
Oh,
three,
she's really she's pretty. Wow, she is super pretty.
She's not three. She's in my top three, but she's not number three.
Really? Aw, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, right? I wish I could like actually marry her. I wish I knew her.
I mean, you never know. Oh, she probably... Oh, is that her kid?
She doesn't have a kid.
She might, dude. Oh, go to that picture in the yellow, neon yellow. For some reason, that picture.
It's
not the best photo. Yeah, she is super pretty. We should maybe do like a celeb crush of the week.
Yeah, mine's definitely.
Who's mine? No, who actually, this kind of is on topic. Someone who I had a crush on a little while ago. Young Emma. Young Ma. No, the girl, it's so hard to know what term to use for a woman. The lady, I guess. I feel weird saying lady, but then girl, like you'll get corrected saying it's not a girl, it's a woman or a lady, whatever. The person, the female from the Chris Pine, Harry Styles movie, Florence Pugh. It's like Pugh. She's in all like Marvel movies. I kind of have a crush on her. Or I did. There's a TikTok I saw of her like cooking. She had like a cooking show. It was very attractive. I don't know.
All right.
Stop. It's not a good angle.
She's right? Not young Miami.
No, but who's... All right, let's do this right now. One girl. One celebrity. Mary right now. You got to do it. I'll say mine first.
Mine's easy, though.
I'll say mine first. Then. Mine's Ana de Armas. Pull up Ana de Armas. Maybe, like, Ana de Armas... don't... Dude, the first thing that comes up is boyfriends. Don't do that, bro. Go into a spiral. Mine's Ana de Armas, probably. As of right now.
Mine's Charlotte D'Alessio.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte D'Alessio. Do you want to talk more about who Charlotte D'Alessio is? Because many of our fans might not know. And then you can talk about your guys' connection. You can plug your clothing
brand. I wish I had a connection with
her. No, you have a little bit of connection. She didn't tag you, though. She didn't tag you.
She's a famous model.
Yep.
She's cousins with Zach Bia.
I didn't know that.
Fun fact.
I did not know that. Zach Bia dated one of my other loves, which is Maz and Bear, but keep going.
Cousins with Zach Bia. She's Canadian.
Did not know that.
And one, you know, I have a clothing brand for those who don't know. And
what's the clothing brand?
One of the Diversity.
I always forget the name. Diversity. How do you spell it?
Diversity.co.
There's something special about though. What's special about?
D-I-E.
Oh yeah, it's Die University.
S-I-T-Y.
Got it.
.co. So one of the concepts of one of my clothing drops was based around Charlotte D'Alessio, and I was like, oh, I could do like a concept based on one of her photo shoots. And I did it.
Sick design.
The execution was there, the idea was there, but the quality could have been better, I think, but I'm still...
It's a learning process. Better, yeah, right? That's manufacturing. It's nothing about design, you know?
You know, I posted it on Instagram. It made some noise. Some bloggers found it, and then she found it, and she posted it on her story.
Yeah.
And I just got out of work,
and I remember I was at school, right? I'm pretty sure I was at school when you hit me up about it. I going through
my stories, and I saw it, and I was like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Let me
go back really quick.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
And
I go back,
and I was like, yo, this is Charlotte D'Alessio, this is my clothing.
That's the crazy part. And I hit her
page. I was like, let me really confirm this.
Yeah.
And I was like, she just posted my clothing.
Yeah, so the crazy part is that... So the sad thing is that she didn't tag you or anything.
Right.
Which, like, you kind of just got to be grateful. You got to be happy, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You would assume that people slid up and were like...
Right.
You would assume that 100 people did because she has a ton of followers. And maybe she answered 20 people. And you're like, right. Oh, Diversity, and that's 20 people. But the crazy thing is that you saw it just from sliding through Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. And one of them was hers. And because she didn't tag you, so you didn't get a notification about it. But you were just looking through stories and Charlotte D'Alessio comes up. And it's your clothing.
Right.
Which is, so the design was from one of her photo shoots. Like you said, it was a picture of her. Honestly, one of your, I think it was one of your sicker designs. I mean, I think highly of all of them, but that design was sick.
I think it was crazy. One of my favorites.
That was, I remember, I'm pretty sure I was at school. That was a sick day. it's the peak of our young lives. It was you getting reposted. That was sick. So yeah, Charlotte D'Alessio, she's a cutie. All
right,
so
married, though, right now.
Do you want to talk about now that we just talked about like girls? You want to talk about NBA 2K because we're losers and
I just like jumped to two different
insane different sides of the spectrum. Girls and the 2K.
Well, girls gotta understand guys need their 2K. So
yeah, I saw mad tweets about how
I
like
I think 2K is more so just some twizzy shit.
There's mad really tweets about like your girl shit. Having your girl buy you the new 2K and shit. That's like,
so I hope I experience that one day in my life.
I think you will. Nah, JMAC saying no. I just realized something.
You 2K, JMAC? Yeah, I thought so.
I just realized something. We don't have our live crowd today. Unfortunately, Maddie B is at school. No, he's at school, dude. We're wishing him success in cold beer from Swamp Scott. Shout out Maddie B. I know you're at Salve. I hope you're having a time. I know the crowd would be really upset. What did you just say that? Oh no. You just said you hope you have that someday. I know Maddie B would be like, just like JMAC. Nah, it's not happening. But shout out Maddie B. Well, yeah, so 2K just came out. And there's, yo, Tony, this one's in the fridge. But... So, I think you've played a little bit more than me. I've been playing now. Yeah, you're right. I stayed up until midnight. I hopped on directly at midnight after working all day Thursday. And the servers were down for only 20 minutes, though. I was thinking, fuck, dude, if these are down all night, I'm screwed. But I played for a couple hours. I spent like an hour creating my archetype.
What are your thoughts so far?
Gameplay, I honestly think very highly of it. My career story, unbelievably corny. I think 94.6% of players skip every cutscene, other than the Ronnie 2K cutscene, which J-Mac brought up, that you can't skip it, which is a nice touch. Ronnie 2K, you're a horrible game developer. And just a prick itself. But gameplay, great. Haven't played much, but gameplay was fun. My career is okay. The city is stupid. I haven't played Park yet. I think the parks are stupid. I'll be honest. Some people are hyped about it. So I
went to one.
I think it's stupid.
And I had to go through like the Grand Canyon, basically.
I think it's stupid. Make them realistic, bro.
Well, what are the other ones?
I have no idea. There's a night one, I think. There's like a castle one. There's a Grand Canyon one. There's a... I don't really remember, but dude.
When you say there's a night one, do you mean like knights? A castle. Or like...
Yeah, oh, knights. Okay. Knights, I think. But dude, it's like, make it realistic, bro. Make like cool. Make it also, like...
Also, make it easier to access those parks.
Exactly,
I don't
want
to drive
a
skateboard. I don't want to fucking run there.
Dude.
Just make it easier for me to get there.
No, it's actually a funny thing about it. So the kid I work with told me about this. This is kind of a funny feature. So when you're in a... So when you go into park... And you know how when you're in a park, it's like a lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Those people in that lobby, there's showers that you can go to the showers.
Yep.
And take a shower. Oh, I'm doing the little parentheses with my fingers. And that gives you a new lobby. And the joke is that you'll be in a lobby of sweats, which sweats is like a term for tryhards in video game, like sweaty players. And you take a shower to get the sweat off. And you get a new lobby. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I actually haven't experienced that, but one of the kids I work with told me about that, which is kind of funny. But yeah, make it more accessible. Make realistic parks, bro. Why is it like a Grand Canyon park?
Yeah, right.
Who, like, what, who...
That's not even cooler for the
who likes
kids.
That, bro?
It's not even, like,
exactly. Cooler for the younger kids wants to
like,
be...
Like, if I was 17, 18, like, our senior year of high school, I would not give a
dude,
fuck that.
Dude, make, like,
the Grand
make
Canyon.
One of the parks be, like, Los Angeles, what's the name of that? Venice Beach.
Make one,
another
make
park,
one,
Rucker Park in Brooklyn.
I was gonna say...
Make another Geico, one, right? O Block in Chicago. I'm kidding, that's a joke.
Yes.
Make
O-Block
one,
just got sold.
Yeah. Old Block just got sold. Yeah,
really.
Yeah, all the
what
people
they,
are getting moved.
I hope they like uplift it.
Gentrified? You mean? Just kidding. No. But dude, make it realistic, bro. Make everything about 2K realistic. Nobody wants the unrealistic bullshit.
Yes.
It's not Fortnite. I think Ronnie 2K is legitimately influenced
he's
by Fortnite.
All this money, dude.
They think
is
that
the
like
cutscene with him about like his wedding or something.
That's
he's
what
like,
J-Mac
yeah,
said.
Like,
yeah,
promo,
I went to bed when I saw that.
He probably wants like Draymond like Green's wedding so bad. That's
yeah,
his
yeah.
Dream.
Was it Draymond's when everyone went?
Dude, Draymond's was crazy.
Did you see the
it
party favor where like Woods?
All the pre-rolled
what,
Woods,
yes.
Dude. The thing is, those
what,
Woods
bro?
Were rolled to perfection.
Yeah.
A perfect, like,
well, who's the
circular
rap,
to
who's
it.
The rapper that hired the blunt roller?
Snoop Dogg. You should know that.
Was this? No, I think there's another guy. I think it was G Herbo.
Chief Keef.
There was another guy that did
Jay
it.
Jay Critch.
A
it
lot
Jay
of
Critch?
Rappers do it, bro. Chief Keef,
so
Snoop
I was
going to
make the joke that, like, they had whoever that guy is roll
yeah,
the
yeah.
blunt
roller.
Oh,
no, it was Rich the Kid.
Rich
I think
kid.
It was
Rich bro.
Kid,
so many
yeah.
rappers.
I know. Yeah,
better.
I can see that. There's one that like went like big for like he was like, oh, he fucking hired a blah blah blah. I knew Snoop Dogg did that, but
yeah,
the
Snoop
one
Dogg's
like one like blew up a couple years ago for him doing that. But yeah, no, the 2K is fine. I don't know. We're really kind of on top of 2K. The 2K is fine. I don't know.
I like it.
I have
I think
a lot.
It's just extremely hard this year.
So I have a lot more time to spend on it. I think shooting's extremely hard, but like I don't think I don't know. I think getting... Okay, here's where, like, I disagree with you it being super hard. In past 2Ks, I found getting to the basket was extremely hard. And I find that much easier in this 2K. Getting to the basket in the sense of getting by your defender
and
getting to the basket.
I think shooting in this one's harder.
Which I very much prefer shooting being difficult than get... Like, I remember I would, like, rage quit 2K, like, the first game you play, like, the exhibition or whatever, when it's
yeah.
my career. I'd rage quit because it's, like... I can't, you do any move, you try everything, you got, you just get bumped by your defender and like
right.
you're dust. So no, I'm super excited. I just haven't been playing very much. I'm excited to play. it was kind of funny. It's the kid I work with. I was like, the Thursday night I was working. I was like, 2K, I'm going home playing 2K, blah, blah, blah. And I was like overly excited for it. And then the next day I came in, he instantly was like, you're disappointed, aren't you? And I'm not disappointed, but like,
I like it.
There's a couple of like roadblocks and obstacles to getting into it. Especially with my career. You have to like do so much stupid shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like their learning curve. I don't know. I'm excited to really get into it more.
So I noticed I was getting really upset with the releases. But the releases like the players are hard, I was bro. Playing, the releases, like they weren't getting it neither. And I was like, oh, everyone's
yeah.
going through it.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be interesting. I'm excited to just play it more and get... I'm excited to just be good at it and be playing it as like a good 2K player rather than this like learning curve stage that we're in. We're in the stage where we're getting to know it. Once we get to know it, I think it's going to be more fun because it's just a good 2K game.
Right. Because I immediately thought, wow, 2K22 is so much better than
yeah.
this.
Yeah. You know,
because I was used to
2K22. Do you know Troydan? He's the 2K YouTuber.
No.
Pull up a photo of him. He's a really popular 2K YouTuber. So he tweeted, very, very popular 2K YouTuber. He tweeted that he thinks this is the best 2K he's ever played. I mean, many of his videos are, like, very funny and kind of parody, but a lot... He still is, like, an avid 2K player. And he tweeted that this was... That's not the right photo to pull up for him. He tweeted that... I keep saying the same thing over and over again, but there's definitely been some positive feedback on 2K.
No, I think it's good. I like it.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for it. Do we have any... You want to do... We can do one more quick topic... we have a couple minutes on the topic portion. So NCAA football started, very exciting.
I'm just excited sports are back in general.
Yeah, I know.
We had the Rams and Bills Thursday night.
Yeah, that was a good game. I have the Bills defense in one of my leagues. They got me 18 points.
Dude, the Bills are extremely good.
And then my other league, I had Stephon Diggs. He got me 26, I believe. But I wanted Josh Allen so bad. He got 31 points this week.
Josh Allen?
He's so good.
Is a beast.
He's probably my favorite NFL football player other
than
anyone on the
Patriots.
He scrambles
like it's nothing either.
He's sick.
He had like he had a very nice play where like he stiffed armed someone.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow.
He's
like
nice.
A running back.
He's probably my favorite NFL player at this point.
So you know who else had a very good game as well besides Von Miller? He looks really
good.
Oh
yeah, I have the Bills defense.
He looks
so
good.
18
points,
bro. That's sick for the defense.
He had a good sack, I saw.
Yeah.
I'm getting more into football. It's very interesting. I'm liking it more, especially seeing the Bills play Thursday night. That was a very entertaining
game.
Dude,
the Bills are a fun team.
So,
something
I noticed with the Rams, J-Mac, I'm going to have you search something up.
Dude, you see, are you talking about fucking
what
Ramsey?
What is OBJ doing?
Ah, never mind.
He got hurt. He's like rehabbing all year, but he's a free agent. He never like...
So he's kind of just scouting right now.
Yo, can you pull up the Jalen Ramsey stat?
Jalen Ramsey got burnt Thursday.
Dude, it was on Twitter.
He got fucking burnt.
He gave
on
up,
Thursday.
Like. Oh, yeah. There was something about, like, the passer rating against him on Thursday.
Bro, he got.
Was, like,
burnt.
Insane. Oh, yeah. Quarterback Jalen Ramsey allowed a perfect passer rating of 158.3 in week one. He was targeted 7 times. Allowing 6 receptions, 124 yards, and 2 TDs. Yeah. But I think that a lot of that just goes to show how great Stephon Diggs is. Stephon Diggs, I have him in one of my leagues. I think I have him in our
playing
league.
From Tones.
Dude, Tony, bro, put
like,
your
I don't know why he keeps doing that. I don't know why he keeps
But
doing
Stephon
that.
Diggs is... I think Josh Allen is arguably... Nah, he's not my favorite fantasy player, but Stephon Diggs is maybe my favorite fantasy player. I had him last year, and it was so much fun having him. Such a fun football player. Bills are just a fun
really
team.
Good. Dude, I enjoyed watching them on Thursday. And I'm excited for football tomorrow as well. We have the Patriots playing.
It's going to be a blast.
I hope Mac Jones does very well.
It's going to be a blast. All right.
Back.
So now we're going to play our game that we kind of stole, but...
It's our game. I would say it's our game.
So I'm pretty sure I won last week. So I get what you're saying. No, I didn't win last week. I so won last week. So I get to choose the order.
All right, choose the order.
And I'm gonna keep it the way it is. I kind of like J-Mac Solo Tony. All
right.
And once again, this is a snake draft.
So wasn't it?
What? That's what it says on the board.
Oh, no, that's just...
All right, I'm going to go J-Max, Soul, Tony. All right. So snake draft, so J-Max, Soul, Tony, Tony, Soul, J-Max, J-Max, Soul, Tony, Tony, Soul, J-Max? I believe, I don't know. But so the topic of the week is where we need sound effects. Those are fireworks. All right, so the topic of the week is people you shouldn't mess with. So this could be very specific in the sense of like specific characters or people, or broad as in a certain position that a person would hold, or an abstract idea of the person. I don't know, whatever. So the first pick of the, what's the date? September 10th. Tomorrow is September 11th. We'll never forget. And also Stevie Santinella's birthday and Brett Benoit's dad's birthday. So happy birthday to them. But the first pick of the September 10th, 2022, people you shouldn't mess with draft is J-Mac. And here we go. You are now on the clock.
By 1-1, you guys definitely have not thought about it or thought of it. But I feel like it has to be my first pick. Definitely could save it for last and try to get some more basic ones. But I'm going to go with people with cauliflower ear.
People with cauliflower ear.
Tough group of individuals that
that's good.
That have
that
interesting.
So for any viewers aren't familiar with what cauliflower ear is, it is a injury or kind of a symptom of having multiple ear injuries, and it's very common in boxers and MMA fighters. It's when your ear, the cartilage gets all messed up. It's basically, cauliflower ear is basically scar tissue that it makes your ears look all messed up and gross and funny looking and weird. And I like that because I was thinking of like fighters kind of, or a better way to say, like the easy one would be like Mike Tyson or whatever. I'm kind of, this is kind of collusion by saying a potential pick. But I think that's a good pick. It's a good way to put what you were trying to say. And I think cheers all around. So my first pick is kind of one that you might not really think about, because it's one of those ones that at first you don't take seriously, but she honestly, or he or she has quite the influence. He or she has quite the influence on your experience. And mine is the field trip chaperone. So at first you kind of be like chaperone, field trip, you know, you're going to mess around. It's kind of like the substitute teacher. You don't really care. But that field trip chaperone, field trips could either be the best experience of your life or the worst. And I actually had an experience, sixth grade, Forest Beach. We went on Fairy Beach. We went on a two-night adventure, rural New Hampshire. And my chaperone, I messed around with my chaperone a little bit too much, and she singled me out and kept me away from some of my best friends that were lucky enough to be in the group with me, and I was lucky enough to be in the group with them, and it had a dampening effect on the trip. So I think field trip chaperones have a lot more power than we might always assume them to have, and that is my first draft pick. Kind of a random one, but I'm going to go with the unranked out of high school guard from Wichita State. And now for Tony's. You got two here, so.
Yeah, snake draft, I get two. Yep. So you guys got kind of creative. So what I was thinking of on top of the head.
Yep.
My first one would be The Rock.
Good, okay, yeah. It's a good one. And we all...
I'm going to try to get creative with the second one.
But I feel like, Kevin Hart messes with them all the time and nothing really happens.
Well, in The Rock usually ends up saving Kevin Hart in their movies.
That's true.
If you watch them.
But we also, many of us do remember his WWE, or I think it was WWF. It was the World Wrestling Foundation, or Federation. Correct, JMAC, thank you. Federation. And I think we all remember what The Rock was cooking. That was this thing, right? Can't you smell what The Rock is cooking? You take off his armband, you do the people's elbow.
That's I just wouldn't mess with him.
I would not, yeah.
I think he'd mess your day up.
Also, in like a legal level, I wouldn't mess with him because he's very rich. And
he also has security guards that are probably Samoan.
He has huge. Many. He is also Samoan. You don't. That's
he'll
a good
grab
one.
You by the neck,
that's honestly.
Slam you on your back.
Another collusion thing for me is a good answer would be Samoans, because those are some
warriors.
Strong, warrior, prideful, and nasty MFers. And I mean that very highly and respectfully.
The second person I wouldn't mess with is
It's people, not person. Be either.
So I have to say, this is one of my favorite parts of the podcast when Tony takes long gaps in his answers because he's trying to think of them.
So I would have to say, I wouldn't mess with the CNN news because they can ruin your life.
CNN news, good.
They can ruin your life.
More than Fox News?
Yes.
Okay, I respect that.
CNN's on a global level.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think that's a pretty good one. CNN. I would not mess with CNN as well.
Yeah.
Have you ever messed with CNN? I don't have experience.
No, I really want to mess with them
though. All right. So my second one kind of goes along with the field trip type thing. For some reason, I was thinking of like not school, but this one kind of goes along the same lines. And it's another person that you don't think has much power. But I think in our experience, we really didn't mess with them too much. I would say the bus driver. When you're on the school bus, I feel like most people, you don't really mess with the bus driver.
That's kind of a good one.
You know,
everyone fucks with the bus driver.
That's the thing, though. I feel like everyone does, but at the same time, like they have the opportunity, or they have the
But what are they stopping you from going to school?
I know, but they have the ability to like use the F word every once in a while, and when they drop that F bomb, like everyone's listening. Yeah. They're dead ass. I think as soon as a bus driver drops an F-bomb, everyone's kind of getting back into their seats. They're sitting down.
If it's like an old lady bus driver.
Yeah, that's true. But I still think as soon as she drops an F-bomb, everyone's getting into place. You don't mess with her because she could stop the bus. She could drive much faster than she's driving. She could take that thing off the road. And I think none of us want that. And we're all keeping that in mind when we're on the bus.
I agree.
Yeah.
So J-Mac now has a second and third picks. Cursed and blessed with the first
place. We're doing three, not two?
No, we're doing four, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, with my second round pick, I'm going to go with your girlfriend, your girlfriend's...
Dad.
Wife's...
Dad.
Significant other, whatever. Dad.
I thought about that one.
Definitely do not want to get on bad terms with him.
Yeah, I thought about that one as well. I think that's a good one, too. Because it's just, like, there's the extreme where, like, he'll come at you with the bat or you actually get physical, but that's very extreme. But it's also, like, you just don't want that type of tension in a relationship. I mean, maybe in high school it made it a little bit fun, but as you get older and things get more complicated, I don't think any of us want that burden.
My third round pick, I'm going to go with your barber.
Oh!
Don't want to establish a bad relationship with your...
That's true.
With your barber. The one cutting your head.
And you would think that...
That is a pretty good one.
You would think that barbers have like a commitment to the game and a commitment to the beauty of the art of being a barber. But I think there's definitely the petty barbers out there that you don't want to get on their bad side. And they have so much control in their hands. You sit down in that barber chair, like, you're signing your life away for the next 3 weeks to this young man with clippers. So I like that one. So my third one, pew, 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 fireworks. So this one's a little bit abstract. mine is Mr. Mosby from Sweet Life of Zach and Cody and also starring on Sweet Life on Deck. And at first, Mr. Mosby, he's pretty lighthearted. And I think he was somewhat of a father figure and a role model and a figure of safety to the young boys of Zach and Cody. But at the same time, he went to great lengths when you messed with that guy. Mr. Mosby went to great lengths to catch Zach and Cody in the act. And when it comes with being thorough in investigation and thorough in revenge or justice, I think Mr. Mosby went to those lengths, and he was not a bad-hearted person, but he was ready to get you back, and he was willing and committed to getting you back. So if I was in the place of Zach and Cody, I don't think I'd mess with him, and that's my third answer.
Okay.
Tony, you get your final two answers.
So the first one would be, just had it on the tip of my tongue.
Steve Nash.
No. Fuck, it was a really good one, too.
My favorite part of the podcast. So I have to say, we all say at the beginning, are we all ready?
I also sent it out really early so you guys would have time to think about it.
I know, this was the one time you did send it out early, and I think I'll be honest, me and Tony, we're not both not prepared.
We can fly this, but I did have a good one, so let me think real quick.
All right, so a word from our sponsors. And thank you, DraftKings, from that sponsorship or whatever. Tony, third pick right now. The lights come down. What's the show? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Are you going to find a friend? I would
not fuck with the new Batman.
Oh, Robert Pattinson's Batman.
I would not fuck
with him. I very much enjoyed that movie, actually.
I thought it was really good.
People didn't like the edginess. Deep down, I have an edgy side, and I liked the edginess. And I wouldn't mess with him either. I'd also probably not mess with him legally, once again, because he had probably much better lawyers than myself, representation. But I also wouldn't get in a street fight with him. So now your fourth option coming up. Your fourth and final. Putin! That's a good one, too. This is kind of off topic, but with Putin. I posted on my private story, but I bought that Lacoste shirt from Ukraine.
Yep.
Which I was like, holy shit, I'm buying some of Ukraine to support the movement or whatever, defensive. But he was DMing me. I sent him his thing, like, sending support from the U.S. And he was like, without you guys, I wouldn't be here, blah, blah, blah. He was a sweet guy. But, I wouldn't mess with Putin either. I think he's off his rocker. I think he's
mentally ill.
I think he physically might be ill as well. And he's thinking a lot about what his legacy will be once he is gone pretty soon. And I think that is making him act hazardlessly and mindlessly. So I would not mess with Putin as well.
Yes.
And they actually have more nukes than us, which most people don't know, is Russia has more nukes than the United States. Because
they're fried, though.
After about 10 to 15, doesn't really matter. So my fourth one... My fourth and final, another TV show reference, which you guys have both watched Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. So mine would be Mike from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, which you don't remember who Mike is. He's the old bald guy who's kind of the enforcer for, he's almost kind of a mercenary.
I do remember him.
He definitely has some loyalty within him, but I feel like
that's the guy that worked with Sal, right?
Worked with Sal, yeah.
I know.
He's a big part of Better Call Saul, and he's a big part of Breaking Bad. But he gets the job done time and time again, and he does it with great wisdom and great success.
My favorite episode with him is when he's helping Walter and... Wait, is it Walter?
Walter, yeah.
Heisenberg, and Jesse.
Yep.
And they have to take evidence from the cop station, from the police station, and how they do that is with a magnet in the truck. Do you know that episode?
See, I watched Breaking Bad so long ago. I want to rewatch it really bad.
He helps him out with that mission. Do you remember that episode?
Nah, I'll be honest. I'm not, like, doubting you. I'm just saying I don't.
So, the evidence that they have was, like, a laptop or something like that. And in order to fuck it up, they, like, used a magnet. And, like, it was a huge magnet in the truck.
Oh, to fuck with the laptop? Yep. Oh, interesting.
And, like, all the evidence stuff, like, slid to, like, the wall because the magnet
It
fucked up the laptop or the camera or whatever it was. It's a good episode.
Yeah, I'd love to rewatch Breaking Bad. We watched it.
I rewatched it, actually, recently.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've been watching Better Call Saul, and, I mean, it's kind of a prequel to Breaking Bad, but, like, I still would like to watch Breaking Bad. I remember we started, me and J-Mac, you and me started it together with a couple other guys right at the end of eighth grade. So I watched it eighth grade freshman year, so a good while ago, but very much enjoyed it. But, yeah, that's my fourth pick is Mike from Breaking Bad. He gets the job done.
That's a good one.
And he would do me in pretty well. So, J-Mac, you have your two finals or your one final? One final.
My last pick. I kind of got inspired by the Putin pick, talking politics and government. But I'm going to go with the U.S. military after Pearl Harbor.
Ooh, good one. Good one.
Do not want to get in the way after that.
Yeah, you do not want to commit. So Pearl Harbor was actually considered a war crime, and that's why the United States was so motivated to act so... I mean, of course, when you attack the United States, you're going to be... there's a great quote by... I think he was a Medal of Honor receiver, and he said a speech or something, and he was like, if you mess with the United States, your sons and daughters will be raised by other people, or something along those lines. And yeah, but Pearl Harbor was technically, I'm pretty sure, a war crime, because you're attacking a country before you declare war.
Right.
Which, unless provoked, is technically a war crime. And I mean, war crimes are technically relative, but yeah, I would not fuck the United States post Pearl Harbor. I mean, you could say the United States in general, but yeah, after Pearl Harbor, you know, it didn't end well in the Pacific theater for the Japanese Empire. We kind of went for a circle. We were talking about how Japan's one of the last empires ever, and we ended up Pearl Harbor.
Japan's kind of fucked up because, like, they took sides with, like, the Nazis as well.
Well, yeah, well, the Japanese, I mean, you would think that they are effed up because they sided with a nation committing the atrocities that the Nazis were, but Japan was committing very similar atrocities against the Chinese people. They had their own concentration camps, and they did their own horrible, horrible things against the Chinese people, because at the time, the 20th century, China had a very rough 20th century, and in the 1940s, China was not at all the country that we think of it as today. Mm-hmm. They went through a lot of different horrible governments. They had a civil war. They went through a lot, and they were mostly agrarian. They were not developed, and they fell to the powers of the Japanese Empire, who was much more well-equipped than them at the time. And Japan committed some atrocities. But yeah, I would not mess with... I know we know what happened. You know, little boy, fat man, I'm pretty sure the name of the two atomic bombs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's a good choice. So to...
Should we vote?
Yeah, so I'll recap. So J-Mac's picks were people with cauliflower ear, girlfriend's dad or significant other, whatever, your barber, U.S. military after Pearl Harbor. Max Saloni's choices were the field trip, chaperone, you spelled chaperone very wrongly, the bus driver, Mr. Mosby, no capitalizations, that makes me mad, and Mike from Breaking Bad. Tony's were The Rock, the news station CNN, Batman, Robert Pattinson specific, and Vladimir Putin.
I had the best one.
So, I mean, we can't really vote ourselves. We're all going to vote for each other.
You guys have to let us know down in the comment section below.
Did we, I don't know if we joked about it on air, we joked about it after the podcast, if we just, like, randomly put the poll on Twitter with, like, no context, whatever. Like, who won? Max, Tony, J-Mac? Like, right. People would be like, what the hell?
I think we should post on Twitter, though.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Like, imagine you kind of, like, create a graphic like this. You have,
Yeah. Yeah, what are you saying?
You create... Wait, I'm so confused. So, like, what are you alluding
to? Another word for our sponsors.
So, yeah, I was thinking we could, like, create a graphic kind of like this, showing the results, so everyone can see, and then just voting. And, I don't know, put some hashtags out. Maybe we'll pick up some votes, but...
Yeah.
Just run it for 1 or 2 days.
And it's like...
And you can also... Sorry. You can also post a podcast on that as well.
And it's like, if we actually, like, do well with, like... So, like, technically, I don't know if it shows on Spotify, but what I post this on, it shows that you can put, like, seasons. So, this is season whatever, episode 3. So, we could really split it into seasons, and we could keep track of who won. And at the end of the season, who's the victor for that season. Because one of my favorite podcasts, they do, like, a guest of the year. And the fans vote on who the guest is, and they, like, make, like, a championship belt. Or we could do a green jacket. But, no, I like that idea. But for now, I think we're going to have to accept that I won once again.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. This one was not one of my stars. I think I definitely won last week.
I'll get your, like, strategy.
What was last week's game?
Yeah. My strategy is pretty consistently nostalgia.
What was last week's game again?
It was Things You Want to Miss. And mine was The Big Wave.
What did I pick?
You did. You had some good ones. You had your ex...
The bullseye and darts.
No, that was the Olympics one. Darts. No, you had your ex. You had
flights. Remember stuff.
Flights. Your last one was a ski snowboard season, which we kind of made fun of. But I definitely won that one. I think I had Big Wave, Ice Cream Truck. I forget my other two ones. But, mine was Tea Time, whatever. But, so yeah, we're going to have a couple more fan questions. It was actually kind of cool. So on the app that we use, it shows you your demographics and stuff. And we have a couple listeners from Ireland, which is cool. And we had a listener from, what was the other country? It was an Asian country. It was like Singapore or something, which like, I think they didn't understand anything we're talking about. But the other interesting demographic is that our fans are split 51-49. 51 male, 49 female. Which I think is a good ratio. I'd like for that 1% to drop to the females just to have the equal representation. But yeah, we're going to do questions from fans as we end this episode.
No, you didn't have to end it. You and J-Mac can keep going.
No, yeah, well, we're coming to that point. Tony's falling asleep again.
At least we got 20 down.
Yeah. So, our first question of the day is from Jason in, do you have his town? It's somewhere in Mass.
Worcester.
Oh, yeah, Western Mass kid. Sending you prayers to Western Mass. I'm sorry you live there. Would you rather have time stop every time you fall asleep so you could sleep? All right, that's my choice. That's like, if I had 3 wishes from a genie, that's like my second wish.
But I feel like, you like, what if you just want to get to the next day?
Yeah, but it's like
Christmas morning,
that's true.
You can't sleep into it.
I guess you're true, because it's like if I fall asleep at midnight, I wake up and it's midnight.
And plus, what are you going to be doing?
But you have a lot of time on your hands. There's actually a great American Dad episode where Stan, the dad, gets.
I don't like American Dad, not a big fan.
But nothing.
I haven't watched in a while.
So like, I just got hit to Bob's Burger, though.
That's a great TV. I've seen every episode. I stream that.
The humor is very well.
Bob's Burgers is great.
I'm out. I'm signing off, guys.
Okay, podcast is not over, so we're going to end this real quick. But we didn't even finish the fan question. But
Oh, what is it?
You can hear the second option.
Yeah, he's good. He's going to bed. He's going to sleep. So we'll finish this off. Would you rather have time stop every time you fall asleep so you could sleep for however long you wanted without wasting a minute of your day, or have the ability to sleep only 2 hours a day and never feel tired?
I think I'm going with the second one. Like I said, 24 hours is a
lot. Yeah, I think
time.
So too.
And nothing is really operating during the night.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You could get ahead of with a lot of like work, or put that time to like better yourself.
If I remember quickly, the American Dad episode I was talking about was like a thing where like you didn't have to sleep and Stan gets it. And like I think the first half of the episode is like, oh my god, he has so much time to do everything. But then like he goes crazy because it's like you don't really need that time. You kind of need that reset where like you're not doing anything. I mean, I just, like, love sleeping, though. If the second answer, have the ability to sleep only 2 hours a day and never feel tired, if I'm able to sleep longer than that, I can.
Only need 2 hours and not feel tired.
Then, yeah, I'll do that, because that's, like, and Tony disconnected from the Bluetooth speaker. So, yeah, I think we're both going with the second one. And that was our only question from fans. Shout out Jason from Worcester. I hope you're doing all right out there. It's a dark place. So this was episode 3. And I hope you guys stuck with it. We're trying to stay pretty consistent. We're going to invest in some better equipment and make the audio a little better. But whoever's been listening, appreciate it. Shout out all my goons everywhere. And you know, take care of yourself. Take care of each other and take care of yourselves. Good night, and I'll see you later.